Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Yod Beis, Sukkah 12, and today's Daf Yomi, we're going to look at the Mishnah on 12a, that earlier in the Gemara, back on Daf Yod Aleph, on 11a, we had discussed those items which are kosher and for a slach of a sukkah, for the roof of a sukkah, and those which are disqualified. So now our Mishnah brings those categories, which even though these things are not inherently disqualified for the use of slach, but rather on account of the manner in which they're used, they're disqualified. So it says our Mishnah, Chavile kash v'chavile etzim, if you have bundles of straw or bundles of wood, v'chavile zeradin, or bundles of twigs, that under those circumstances, and that you're not allowed to use them as schach, even though that if they would not be bundled up, they would be kosher schach, but when they're bundled up together, they're not going to be kosher for schach. And even though the item itself is something that grows from the ground, that is removed from the ground, and is not a finished item, so it should be kosher to be used as schach, nevertheless, the rabbis made a decree not to use it because we're concerned about a principle that you might somehow, as the Gemara is going to discuss, it might somehow be left up on the sukkah, or left up on a structure, and then you're going to come to use it as a sukkah without making it a sukkah. And that's going to be a violation of the concept of ta'aseh v'lo mina asoy. This is a biblical disqualification. You have to make the sukkah. The sukkah is ta'aseh. You have to make it. It should not be made on its own. And says the Mishnah, v'kulan she'tiran kisheres. But if you would have untied these bundles, if you untie them in order to, let's say, dry them out, and so then you're not going to come to use it, under those circumstances, the rabbis did not make a decree. And so too, v'kuon k'sherim l'defanos, all these disqualified schach, even those things that are disqualified, biblically speaking, for example, something that doesn't grow from the ground, something that is able to mekabel tumah, to contract ritual impurity because it's a finished product, all of these things are kosher for walls. The walls, we can use them for walls because the Chazal make up an assumption that a sukkah needs to be made, the schach needs to be made from the psoas of the goren and the yekev, but the remnants of something that comes from the granary. However, that applies only to the schach and not to the walls, because the schach is called sukkah, but not the walls. And so therefore, when it says chagas kosta selecha baspecha migarnecha miyikvecha, that's where we learn out the laws of schach, that applies to the laws of sukkah, that applies to the schach and not to the walls. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shmas minei to Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Rabbi Yochanan says, I heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov says, I heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan. Chadaha, one is the law that is brought down in our Mishnah that these bundles of twigs or reeds are disqualified for schach, v'idach. And the second thing I heard was said about a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, which says, hachotet begadish, that if one hollows out a stack, lasoso sukkah, and makes a sukkah by hollowing it out, and by making a space in a space that was already in existence, there was a stack, let's say, of straw, and you hollow out the bottom, and then you go in there, in a sukkah, that's not a sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah. Chada, about one of them, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's disqualified only rabbinically, mishum gezeras otzer, because it's a decree of what's called an otzer, the decree of a storehouse, that the sages made a decree to disqualify this sukkah because they said if we're going to allow such a sukkah, if you made, then what's going to happen is you're going to make also kosher a sukkah that you make for shade, even though it's similar to an otzer. And then what's going to happen is you're going to come and sit in a otzer that was not made originally for a sukkah, and you're going to be in violation of the prohibition of ta'asev u'mana aswai, meaning to say, if we're going to allow this sukkah, you're going to come to sit in an otzer, in a storage place, and that's going to be a disqualified sukkah. V'chada, and one of them was specifically biblically prohibited because of the concept of chaga sukkos ta'aseh l'cha, you shall make a sukkah, and the chazal made the drasha, ta'asev u'mana aswai, you need to make the sukkah, and it can't have already been made, meaning to say, you can't go into a pre-existing natural structure and say, oh, and this is my sukkah. Like in the case of, let's say, you find an item that was not made. Like, for example, it's this stack, which you go into a stack of hay where there's a schach on top of it, and then there are walls on the side, and you say, oh, this is a kosher sukkah. No, it's not. You need to make it, and it can't be made. V'lo yodana, says Rabbi Yaakov, I didn't know hay minayo about mishum otzer, v'hay minayo mishum taseh v'lo minaso. He says, Rabbi Yaakov, I didn't know which one was made because of the decree of Otsar, which one Rabbi Yochanan said was prohibited because of the decree of that is similar to Otsar, meaning rabbinic prohibition, and which one was from the concept of Taaseh, you need to make a woman Asoi. So says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nechseyan, now let's look for ourselves. How do we explain Rabbi Yochanan? The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, that he taught him they ma amru chavile kash chavile etzim chavile is radin emesach. And then why don't you use these bundles of twigs for schach? Because pamim shadam pamin asada be'er. Sometimes somebody will come home from the field in the evening. Chavile also aksefa is bundles on his shoulder. Umala umanicha gabei sukkah. So he's going to put it on his sukkah kidei liyabsha in order to dry it. And then afterwards, he's gonna leave it there for schach. So therefore the Torah says you have to make it and it cannot be made. And so we see from here from the fact Rabbi Yosef says that this is mishum gzeiras otzer, that these bundles are prohibited because it's similar to the because we might come to leave it like that. Ha! Then we learn that the case of howling at a stack is prohibited because of taasev lomina osoi. So we see from here that the case of our mishnah is rabbinically prohibited because of gezeiras otzer. What is this concept of taasev lomina asoi? That you need to make the sukkah can't be made on its own. But also it's a fundamental concept for us in life. Taasev, we always have to be a work in progress. We can't be mina asoi. We can't be something that was made. We always have to always be striving to do more and more and more. We can't just rest on what we've done.